Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy second day of training camp. Packers concluded festivities there at Ray Nitschke Field earlier today. I heard from Matt LaFleur prior to practice, had a few quotes coming out of the locker room, and now it's time to hear from you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV each and every day. Some weeks more than others, but mostly Monday through Friday, and certainly on the weekends when there is practice. Just so everyone's aware, I had someone ask me, yo, we'll have a Packers Daily each and every day I am in Green Bay and there is a practice without fail. So do not fret. Yes, there is practice Sunday. I will be not only doing content around said practice, but I will certainly be having a Packers Daily later that afternoon. So be ready. If there's Packers practice, if there's Packers activity, we will be going live here at Cheesehead TV. Day two saw the defense roar back. Well, okay, they won the day, let's say that. Certainly seemed to dominate every competitive period. A number of interceptions on offer, including an athletic play by Isaiah Simmons to tip the ball for a diving Carrington Valentine to make an interception. Javon Bullard got in on the action early and often. A couple of nice pass breakups there early. It's nice to see the defense kind of rebound from a day on day one where it felt like the offense was moving the ball up and down the field. Exciting stuff. Still got to take it with a grain of salt. No pads yet. Really hard to say much of anything. I know Baron Sorrell seemingly had a nice play where he put pressure on the quarterback. But again, he's working against a guy without pads on. But yes, the defense certainly seemed to get the better of the offense today. And that is probably more expected at this point of the, you know, training camp at the beginning. The defense is almost always ahead of the offense, and that's true in any NFL city. So pretty, I would say, expected outcome for the defense to get on its horse, so to speak. But, you know, it's nice to see guys competing. Certainly started to see the kind of rumblings of competition there in the defensive secondary. The one kind of unfortunate note, and I haven't been able to find any kind of updates yet, was about Aaron Banks dropping out of practice. Now, apparently, I know Andy Herman tweeted out that he had, you know, a bit of a grimace on his face before coming to the sideline. He was replaced by Glover there on the left side. And then sat out the rest of the drills, didn't do any individual drills, didn't do team stuff, and then did have his helmet on, did not go into the Hudson Center or anything like that, but something to keep an eye on. You know, more often than not, especially if they didn't get attended to by a trainer or taken away, it's usually going to be okay, but certainly something to look for overnight and or next tomorrow morning when Matt LaFleur hits the podium. But yeah, other than that, Quay Walker was back in the fold as a walkthrough participant. You know, Matt indicated that they will take it slowly with Quay, and we talked about that yesterday. That was the expectation. But yeah, he'll be a walkthrough participant here, I would guess, probably for a week or so, maybe until they get through that first padded practice and they have their day off, and then maybe they start easing him in. But for the most part, pretty non-eventful in that regard when it comes to the injuries, though it was nice to see Quay back out there. Even in a limited capacity. What's going on, everybody? Good to see everybody in the comments section in an unlimited capacity. Look at you fine folks. Good to see each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me. Before we get going, you guys know it. We got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link in the Cheesehead TV homepage or, indeed, in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King, for all your Packers ticket needs. Do it, folks. You know, you want to see the Packers live and in person this year. GBB Daily, thank you so much for becoming a Care of the G Club member. Greatly appreciate you. Hope you'll join us on our happy hour each and every week throughout the season and into the off season. We never miss a week, essentially, throughout the year. Had our latest happy hour on this past Tuesday. Most likely, we'll have another one next Tuesday, but make sure you check the information here on the YouTube page. The Care of the G Club members get their own special dedicated posts whenever we have a happy hour or any kind of special event or any offerings for Care of the G Club members. Everybody, just make sure you check the posts here on our YouTube channel. And thank you for the support. Very, very much appreciated. All right, what's going on, folks? How are we all doing? Look at everyone piling in here. Tulio's here. What's up, man? The new throwbacks are fire. Man, you are not kidding. I tell you what, I got to admit, I was a bit dubious. I'll admit, I was, you know, thinking, especially after the leak, I thought, okay, all right, it's going to be okay, I guess, but not too exciting. But I tell you what, you put the whole thing together, and for those of you who missed it, here's a little sneak peek for you. The 1923 classic uniform from the Packers with the awesome, and I mean awesome, helmet that does a phenomenal job. A hand-painted helmet, mind you. A phenomenal job of replicating the old school helmets, the leather throwback helmets. I love this look. You put it all together, I think it looks phenomenal. And, of course, the major issue here is that, you know, there is, of course, an attendant collection merch-wise in the Packers Pro Shop, and I will probably be spending my entire paycheck there when I arrive in Green Bay. So, you know, it is what it is. Just know that's probably where some of your Super Chat money is going, because golly willikers, there is so much cool merch around this release. But yes, I think it is fire as well. I am very much looking forward to whenever they might wear them, and that has not been determined yet. I tried unsuccessfully to get even a hint or maybe a possibility of what games they're looking at today, but they are being very tight-lipped. So I hope it's a night game. I hope it's later in the year. That would be my preference. But I love the look. I think it's awesome. I'm very, very excited. What else we got here? Joe, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. In my 53-man roster prediction last month, I had Hardman, Simmons, and Melton all making it. So far, so good. I know. A lot of training camp left. I mean, yes, there is. But nothing wrong with being excited. Nothing wrong with putting it out there, you know? Now, if any one of those, or God forbid, all three of those gentlemen have a bad practice tomorrow, I think it's fair to say it's your fault. I don't know, Joe. I'm just saying. Like, that's how the football gods operate, right? But, man, I tell you, Mecole Hardman. And I know Keyshawn Nixon indicated that the returners were too far back from how the machine was set. There were a bunch of mishaps on attempted returns, according to a couple people in attendance today at practice, between Jaden Reed allowing the ball to hit in front of him and then scoop it up, and then Matthew Golden and somebody else had a muff off the jugs machine. Mecole Hardman going from pencil to pen on the 53-man roster prediction for yours truly. I know they're practicing, right? That's what practice is all about. Guys are going to make mistakes. Absolutely not a question. I'm not questioning, like, having those guys out there. You got to keep practicing, etc. But, man, if Mecole Hardman isn't the punt returner on this team, what are we even doing here? I don't know. But it's nice to see him being productive from scrimmage, which will make, you know, a little easier to put that guy down in pen when Ryan Gutekunst is putting it all together, or hit enter on his spreadsheet, or however the hell he puts it together. Hardman's helped himself so far, done nothing but help himself from OTAs to mini camp to now the first couple days of training camp, hauling in a bunch of catches. You know his value as a returner. You know, the longer that continues, the harder it's going to be to justify moving on, even though he's, you know, signed for a very, very small amount and it'd be easy to move on. He's helping himself. And talk about helping himself. Simmons really sounds like he's flying all over the map. Now, I will say, it's one thing to make these plays and, you know, look like you're shot out of a cannon and make these explosive moves, etc., when you're not in pads, right? And I know he's played plenty of NFL football. I'm not questioning whether he's going to be able to keep it up, but it does change things. And he is in a new defense that he's continuing to learn. I know he talked about that in the locker room today as far as really appreciating being kind of focused on linebacker and not doing so much kind of split stuff between the slot and traditional linebacker and even some of the safety stuff that he had done in other cities. Early returns, though, sure looks and feels like he's focused on one spot, and it's helping. Hopefully he can keep that up, like I said, when the pads come on. What's up, Dustin? How you doing? Trying to muster the $1,500 for the throwback helmet. I mean, that's a paltry sum compared to the, what, diamond-encrusted helmet that's been in the pro shop forever. I think that's like 10 grand. Come on, I know you have the diamond-encrusted helmet at home, so if you can deal with that, you can definitely do the $1,500 for the throwback helmet. Come on. Come on, Dustin, you're not fooling me. Porkmaster's here. What's up, man? Haven't seen you in a while. Thanks for joining us. I know it's still off-season, but it feels like football is back, baby. The dead season is over. Oh, football's 100% back, dude. We had an injury scare in the NFL today with Justin Fields going down. There are tons of highlights from training camps all over the country. Camp is here. Football is back. Godspeed to everything else, whether it was the NBA, whether it's soccer, whether it's golf, whatever was happening prior to yesterday, you had a good run. But now it's over. Football's here. Thank God. I mean, that's just how I feel. Your mileage may vary. But yes, we got the bad stuff behind us. That's the most important part. Carrie, thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook. Nags, your take on Melton today. I know it's day two, but he seems like natural instincts for this. You? Very, 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 very early. Did I mention it's very early? Sounds like it. Again, he's got to keep stacking these kind of days, keep having success, make a pass breakup or two each and every day, and then do it when the pads come on and do it with the same, you know, burst, athleticism, et cetera, and the same physicality and be able to hold up in that said physicality. Because here's the thing. As a wide receiver, right, making the change, making the switch to defensive back, that is not an easy task. And you can have all the instincts in the world and the athleticism and everything, especially when there are no pads on. But the physical aspect of the game is real. And out there on the perimeter, you can be the difference between doing your job and force in back inside, etc., or even shedding a block, an attempted block, and making a tackle for a minimal gain or loss. That's what you would hope for, right, at that position. But Bo Melton has not done that. It has not been his life. He has been a wide receiver. Now, I understand they made this switch, you know, earlier this offseason, and he's certainly been working on technique and what have you. But, man, things get very different once he sees, you know, whoever. Like, let's say they have a pulling guard coming around, you know, that side, and he's suddenly got to stick his nose in there. I'm just saying, man, and forget the offensive lineman, just the wide receivers blocking you and putting you on the sideline and on the ground, you got to not only be able to stand up to that, you got to be able to shed that. You got to be able to play in run support. I mean, obviously, again, there's a long way to go, but there's so much of the game that he hasn't even been exposed to yet at the cornerback position that is coming. And he's got to hold up there. Now, can he do it? I think he can. I'm going to be very excited to watch, but to think it's automatic or he's going to, you know, take to that like it's no problem. I know he's a good blocker on the other side, right? As a wide receiver, he could block. He was certainly a willing blocker, a physical blocker. That's a whole nother world, disengaging rather than engaging and trying to like make a tackle on the regular consistently. That's a pretty big jump. And that's why it's not something you see too often. What else we got here, folks? That's what we got. I love it. The three guys with three things show on Packers YouTube mentioned McColl, Isaiah, and Nate, as they should. And I love that they do that after every practice. Always fun to watch Rock kind of host that feature on Packers.com and Packers YouTube and what have you. And they almost always do a pinpoint accurate job of highlighting the kind of standout moments and players from each and every practice. It's not easy because there's a lot going on, but they do a killer job with that. Tulio, as Axl Rose would say, all we need is just a little patience. Incredible pull. I'm going to spare you my attempt to sing the song, but wow, that's perfect. Jay Lewis, I like it, man. I like the enthusiasm. Can't wait until next week when the pads come on. Woohoo! The pain is back. Right there with you, brother. Right there with you. And of course, when you mention pain, all I can feel is my back seizing up and the sun beating down on me. But the sideline work is real, people. I know no one cares, but man, that first practice afterwards, getting out of the sun and going over to Kroll's for a Butterburger, it's going to hit like crack. I can't wait. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Ian, thanks for the super chat, man. What's up, Aaron? So glad football is back. Can't wait to see you week one. Go Pack, go. And as always, thank you, Cheesehead TV, for all you do. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for the super chat. I really appreciate you. And yes, as Ian indicates, we will be having a get-together slash meetup slash party the night before the opener against the Lions. Make sure you're stay tuned here on social media. We'll have all sorts of information once we've kind of nailed it down and got it all squared away. But yes, we will certainly be living it up Saturday night before the Packers kick it off against the Lions. It's going to be a lot of fun. Big Al, what's going on, man? With Melton out as wide receiver, this means more opportunities for Mecole Hardman and Malik Heath and more of our wide receivers when it comes to undrafted guys. You would hope so, right? I do think it's going to be real tough for the undrafted group to make a dent, but certainly it gives you ops and it gives you, you know, a bit of time on the grass with Jordan Love if you're rolling with the ones or Malik Willis if you're down with the twos. But every rep certainly matters and can certainly lead to more opportunities for you if you are a Malik Heath, etc. So, yes, absolutely, especially because the way they were talking this offseason, it sounded like they were going to run Melton at both spots. But now that they've completely kind of put him at corner, yes, it certainly should open opportunities for other guys. Absolutely. Tulio, you're really too kind. Thank you, man. Darren, hello from New York. Hope Iowa's treating you well, sir. Gino, have some carry the G, fixes everything. You know what? Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Speaking of carry the G, it's going to be on shelves in Green Bay this weekend. So if you're coming into town for camp, make sure you take a look around. There should be a bunch of spots with carry the G on the shelves. Very, very exciting. I know I'm heading right out when I arrive on Saturday to get myself some. Me and my dad, we're going to enjoy some carry the G. Going to be a good time. Cannot wait. Jacob, how you doing, man? Hope to see you down at training camp, bro. I will most 100% see you there, man. Thank you so much. Stralev, that's a fair question, man. We keep saying it opens up competition, but with all the signings of the wide receiver position, are they a little too overlooked? I think it's going to be harder. That's why I say it's going to be harder for those guys down the depth chart, like the undrafted guys especially, to make enough of an impression. Now, look, it's real early, but I think where the real opportunity lies is in preseason, right? Because, look, you can make plays in training camp or you can get open and not even get the ball thrown your way, but if you're putting good stuff on tape, that stuff the coaches are going to talk about, the personnel guys are going to throw around, etc. And if you can translate that into work in the preseason and be productive and make plays in a preseason game, then you've got a real chance. But yeah, there are. They have a ton, like 13 receivers at the moment, I think. So yeah, it won't be easy. But you got to keep your head down, keep working. There is little doubt, though, that, you know, without Melton there, that they're not going to be playing those frontline guys too much in the preseason, right? So the bulk of those gentlemen will have opportunities once the preseason games roll around. And that's where they're going to make their hay. And maybe one jumps up. We'll see. I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong saying we don't have too many wide receivers. Look at the drops last year. Only Dobbs and Goldman have golden tickets? I'm not sure who you mean with Goldman, but Dobbs. He's obviously heading into the last year of his deal, so he is motivated and certainly wasn't one of the major contributors to the drops last year, like Reed, Wicks. Dobbs had his moments. He had a drop or two, but they just weren't backbreakers on like third and fourth down like the other guys. Golden. Yes. Golden certainly won't be going anywhere. He has every opportunity in front of him, as does Savion Williams. I think Savion's going to get a fair shake as well. But the competition is the whole point, right? That's what we talked to Brian about on Packer Transplants earlier this summer. The idea that last year was disappointing, I don't think it's something they would ever say in public or even acquiesce to in a kind of a nod and a wink kind of way publicly. But I got to think, and this is what I asked Brian, like the acquisition of the sheer number of receivers suggests he wants that competition in that room to be as tight and fierce as possible. It's only going to drive guys to be better, you know? And again, that's what I'm talking about. You get to the preseason, you start making plays and you start getting opportunities and you start showing you do it again and again, day after day after day. Then you get out of that preseason game that next week in camp. Maybe you get a couple cracks with the ones. Maybe you get an opportunity with Jordan Love. You know, it's all incremental, but it's important. It's very, very important. Scooter, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags. Hi from Ontario. My bachelor party is this year, and we're going to the Vikings versus Packers game in November. Any suggested stops while there? I mean, make sure you check out the video here on the channel, Aaron Nagler's top five things to do in Green Bay. Certainly got plenty on offer there for you. Mostly it's just like, you know, bars I like, but definitely hit up the Heritage Trail if you get an opportunity. Now, that may not be what you're looking for as far as bachelor party vibes, but if you're a Packers fan, and I assume you'll probably be with other Packers fans, I got to think some of your friends are probably Packers fans, man, it's an incredible trip down kind of history lane, for lack of a better term, just to see where things occurred in Green Bay in the history of the franchise and its connection to the team. Man, I every time anyone asks me about this question, I always recommend the Heritage Trail. It is, I'm a Packers nerd, so maybe it's a little different than what people are looking for, but man, I tell you, it is so cool. I absolutely love it. Ian, what's up? Thanks again, man. We'll carry the GB in the Milwaukee airport. Not this season. We're still working on it. We've been trying to get it in the Green Bay, Appleton, and Milwaukee airports, but it is slow going. There's other considerations and folks that kind of have it on lockdown, but we're working on it, man. We're working on it. Not too long. What else we got here, folks? Don't want to miss any super chats. Don't miss any super chats. Bill, it's an excellent question. Hey, Nags, who do you have as our cornerback depth chart? Well, we all know Hobbs, Valentine, and Nixon are going to be your top three. And then after that, that's what camp is for. I said yesterday, and I'll continue to say it, I think there's a decent chance if he's given some opportunity or makes the most of his opportunities, Gregory Jr. could be a guy who could surprise some people. A free agent they picked up from Jacksonville that, you know, reportedly looked good in the OTAs and the minicamp, but also has some decent stuff on tape from his time in Jacksonville. So I'm excited to get to Green Bay and see what he can do once the pads come on. And, you know, there's a physical aspect there that you're looking at Kalen King, right? And some of these other guys who, you know, have some time. King's now in year two. Hopefully he can kind of make that jump, you know, and show that he's, really taken on everything he learned last year and progressed with it. Look, Micah Robinson was back out there today, the seventh round pick from this season. Maybe he surprises. Maybe he starts making a couple plays each and every day and he starts getting in the rotation. It's going to be interesting because, you know, outside of those top three guys, you really have already seen them rotating Javon Bullard into the slot, you know, when they've got two corners on there. And Ketan Oladapo has been doing work in the slot as well. So it's not just going to be corners. It's going to be safeties. And it's going to be tough to crack that bottom of that kind of past that fourth, fifth cornerback spot. You know, they get that essentially probably two spots. It's going to be a heated battle. coming up here over the next couple weeks. No doubt about it. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.